From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The White House says the sharp slowdown in job loss seen in November is a sign of much-needed progress. Just 11,000 jobs were cut from payrolls, the smallest loss in 2 years, and the unemployment rate fell, as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The November jobs numbers were strong nearly across the board. Not only were job losses small, but the unemployment rate fell from 10.2 to 10%. In addition, businesses hired more than 50,000 temp workers. That's significant because employers usually bring in temps before committing to hiring full-time. John Sylvia is chief economist with Wells Fargo Securities.
Employers are probably trying to step carefully into the water. I think they see that we're not going into depression. We've had our recession. Sales are not as difficult or as bad as they had feared.
Sylvia cautioned, though, that the unemployment rate could rise again as people who quit looking for jobs come back into the labor market. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Christina Romer, chairwoman of the White House Council of Economic Advisers, says the jobs report is encouraging news.
I do think it is a hopeful sign. I mean, we have seen the economic recovery in the sense of GDP growing again. We've seen a lot of stabilization in our financial markets. I think this could be a sign that that's finally getting to the labor market.
Economists had predicted employers would shed 130,000 jobs. Capitalizing on its success in China, General Motors announced plans to team up with its Chinese joint venture partner to make cars for sale in India. GM is also selling part of its stake in the joint venture to raise cash. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Beijing.
GM and the Shanghai Automotive Industry Corporation said their venture would make compact cars and commercial vehicles for India and eventually for Southeast Asia. Investment in the venture is expected to be more than $650 million, according to GM's president of international operations, Nick Riley. GM will also sell 1% of its stake in the joint venture to SAIC, giving SAIC 51% majority ownership. The sale will give GM $85 million as it restructures to get out of bankruptcy. In China, GM and SAIC make Cadillacs, Chevrolets, and Buicks. The joint venture sold more than 500,000 vehicles in the first 10 months of this year, an increase of more than 46%. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Orders to U.S. factories were up in October, the sixth increase out of the past 7 months. It's more evidence the manufacturing sector is beginning to turn around. The Commerce Department reports orders rose an unexpected 0.6% in October. The jump in orders was fueled by demand for more commercial airplanes and petroleum products. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 9 points to 10,356, the Nasdaq up 7 to 2180. This is NPR. Pakistani officials say militants stormed a mosque near the country's army headquarters, killing more than 30 worshippers during Friday prayers as they opened fire and lobbed grenades. The brazen attack occurred in the garrison city of Rawalpindi. The army has attacked insurgents in the same area several times. U.S. Marines and Afghan troops launched an offensive against Taliban communications and supply lines in southern Afghanistan today. A military spokesman says hundreds of troops from the 3rd Battalion, 4th Marines, and a Marine Reconnaissance Unit were dropped by helicopter and Osprey aircraft behind military Taliban lines in the Helmand province, where heavy fighting occurred last summer. Two openly gay candidates are among those who could become new Episcopalian bishops today in California. Steve Julian of member station KPCC has details on today's vote.
There are two open positions in the Los Angeles diocese and six candidates, two of whom are openly gay. If clergy and laypeople elect a gay bishop today, it'll mark the first time since Gene Robinson's election in New Hampshire 6 years ago. His election pushed the Anglican Fellowship to the brink of schism. There is a collective holding of breath to see whether the potential election of the church's second gay bishop would fracture the Episcopal Church even further. There are 77 million Anglicans worldwide, 70,000 of whom are in the L.A. diocese. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Russia says it will maintain the provisions of a major nuclear arms control treaty hours before it's scheduled to expire, as the U.S. has agreed to do. In a joint written statement by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and President Obama, they pledged to continue to work together in the spirit of the 1991 Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.